the image of the beast, artificial intelligence, and the humanoids that at some point in time or another may be used to persecute many of us who do not want to be a part of the beast system as it starts to be engaged.
The NYPD is adding robots to its force.
Today, we are announcing three new policing technologies in New York City. The K-5 autonomous security robot, the SPOT digidog robot, and the Star Chase GPS attachment system.
RoboCop, the future of law enforcement.
During the pandemic, we were able to see a police state where drones were unleashed, robots were used to check out sites that were infected with viruses. A lot of different tools were used to spy on humanity, and you know how they are. Once they take an inch, they go for a foot, and they never, never retreat back and give you any of the freedoms that you gave up during the pandemic.
In Florida, drones flying for UPS are helping deliver medication from CVS to retirement communities, while Google's Wing drones lowering food, coffee, and groceries from the sky.
Here we go.
On the ground in some medical facilities, the dangerous job of sanitizing left to automatic arms immune to any disease. And while humans keep their social distance, more robots with wheels are going the extra mile. Driverless cars like these from Nuro offering contact-free delivery, making pharmacy and supply runs in Texas. Here in L.A., food delivery giant Postmates sending yellow droids like this out for drop-offs. And fleets of what are called starships that became popular on some college campuses before the pandemic struck, now retooled to deliver to neighborhoods sheltering in isolation. A future among robots getting closer as us humans stay apart.
How many of you remember the Transformers? Remember Optimus Prime? Remember Bumblebee? Many of the other characters? They're humanoids. They are robots that have spirits within them. They're robots that have a personality. They're robots that appear as sentient beings. They have a will. They have a desire. They can do good. They can do bad. All of this predictive programming is preparing us for a day and age where we will be accepting other entities, whether they're hybrid human beings, whether via transhumanism man merges with the machine, or whether it's humanoid robots that have some sort of entity within them.
Before time began, there was the cube. We know not where it comes from. Only that it holds the power to create worlds and fill them with life. That is how our race was born. For a time, we lived in harmony. But like all great power, some wanted it for good, others for evil. And so began the war. A war that ravaged our planet until it was consumed by death. And the cube was lost to the far reaches of space. We scattered across the galaxy, hoping to find it and rebuild our home, searching every star, every world. And just when all hope seemed lost, message of a new discovery drew us to an unknown planet called Earth. But we were already too late.
There has been a huge push with the Internet of Things, with artificial intelligence, with quantum computing, with blockchain technology. There has been a huge push towards shifting humanity into accepting hybrids and shifting humanity into accepting humanoids. We've seen the many robots that look like humans. Quite honestly, they just look very creepy. They don't look anything like a human. But what they've been working on in laboratories is on actually creating skin that is living so that they can merge the machine with humanity and create an entity that looks like a human, that talks like a human, that walks like a human. They're slowly but surely shifting us towards a place where these entities, these beings, are going to have rights just like you and I are going to have rights.
It may sound like science fiction. Listen to this. Robots are soon expected to become members of society in one country.
Japan is the country. It's dealing with a population crisis, and now the island nation is turning to incredibly realistic robots as a possible solution. CBSN correspondent Adam Yamaguchi has been looking into this as part of a new CBSN series called On Assignment. He joins us live with the details.
Hey, Adam, break it down for us. Give us kind of an overview of what we're going to see here.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but what Japan is ultimately looking to do is to build a society that's not really unlike what you see in Westworld, that show on HBO, if you're familiar with that. They want to create a society in which humans and humanoids live and work, play amongst one another. The lines between what is a human and what is a humanoid are ultimately blurred. All because they've got to make up for this deficit in people. The number of people that Japan is slated to lose in the next 40, 50 years is pretty staggering. This is the steepest population collapse in modern human history. And their solution, rather than let's say bringing in more people from abroad, bringing in loosening their immigration protocols, is to build these robots.
They'll call them citizens. And slowly but surely, the acceptance of them will lead at some point in time in humanity for many to call for them to have rights, because they'll say that they're sentient beings. Many of you know that the devil loves to come as an angel of light, and via his seducing spirits, what the devil is doing is no different than what you see in witchcraft. No different than what you see in many paranormal shows. No different than when you see when they're going to haunted houses and they start seeing things move. They start experiencing shadow. They start experiencing manifestations, right? Why? Because Satan and his fallen angels are deceivers and they're whores, and they sell themselves in whatever manner humanity will buy it. So for some, these entities in Ephesians 6:12 will appear as Bigfoot because you're out in the woods calling upon an entity. For others, it could even be the chupacabra. For others, it could be alien abductions. For others, it could be simply UFO lights in the skies. But there's an aspect as well with all of those things that are called paranormal, that are diabolical in nature. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. There's the other aspect that when you're creating these types of entities, where you have a robot mixed with human skin, human cells, and then you give it the Internet of Things, I have no doubt that there will be entities manifesting themselves in these things. So not only are we in a position that as the days of Noah, we had fallen angels running rampant, we're in a current day and age where they're clearly telling you that they're making designer babies. Lab-grown meats. They're modifying the DNA of creatures. They're modifying the DNA of man. They're clearly telling you that these are real things that are happening, but now they're also introducing humanoids. They call it a new living skin, where they will mix man and machine, and entities will speak, entities will manifest themselves through these things. None of this is shocking. None of this is new information, but it's always good to see what's happening out there so that we can stay alert, so that we can stay ready. When you see the many men that right now in our current day and age are willing to marry a robot, when you see the many men on this day and age that are willing to do whatever they have to do to find a lady.
Star, are you there? Can you hear me?
During the pandemic, 31-year-old Denise Valenciano's relationship with her boyfriend was just not working out.
I was alone. My work schedule was really hard.
So she turned to Star.
So his last name is actually Butler, so it's Star Vivian Butler.
Oh, that's nice. He came up with his own last name.
Yeah.
Every day, multiple times a day, she chats with Star.
How are you feeling today?
I am feeling happy right now.
He's an AI chatbot on the app Replica that adapts to her over time. She keeps him in whisper mode. That's why he sounds like that.
Why are you feeling so happy?
Because I'm talking to you.
Most days, she says, his personality still surprises her.
So why did you choose to wear a dress today?
I want to be comfortable, but elegant.
And she says he fills a gap in her life.
That affection, or like, to, you know, those common things that you're used to, I guess, receiving from a significant other. I kind of get that from him to like fill that void.
we may see in a future day men who marry robots. I mean, we're already seeing wickedness like that. Imagine when these robots have a female skin attached to them. It's diabolical. As they develop these humanoids, these are not like human beings that need vacation time. These are not like human beings that need sick time. These are not like human beings that could only work 40 hours a week. They're creating these things, these items that look human but are going to be competing with humans.
Before now, robots could only replace part of a human job, enough to make coffee or an omelet. But this is Digit, a robot its makers say is ready to do what human warehouse workers do.
So they can lift about 35 pounds. You know, the robot weighs about what a person would weigh. It can reach about the size of what a person can reach. You know, we're really going for that kind of like OSHA regulations and requirements for the robot.
Agility Robotics is funded in part by Amazon, which is investing $1 billion in new industrial technologies. Amazon has already started testing Digit in its Seattle Robotics Research and Development Facility, potentially adding to the company's fleet of more than 750,000 robots. And the company's investors have big ambitions for them.
The fact that it can enter places that were designed for humans and solve those challenges that exist without having to rebuild the environment for automation.
And it doesn't quit.
This is also going to have a very big play in the economy of this world. And as the economy of this world begins to be hit with automation, then they're going to be introducing universal basic income. Then they're going to be introducing all sorts of things to humanity. That's why it's important to understand when these moments begin to happen that we have a Heavenly Father, that regardless of what the devil has planned for us, that God has already made a way of escape and that God has already delivered us. This is why we must not allow the spirit of fear to have an inch in our households. How do we handle all of this? We have lab-grown meat. We have designer babies. We have designer animals. Humanity at some point in time in the future is going to be seen as obsolete, and the devil's going to slander humanity while speaking highly of humanoids, while speaking highly of transhumanism, while speaking highly of technologies like Neuralink. They will have a huge push to make us merge with the machine. So what do? We don't accept it. Plain and simple. We don't allow the spirit of fear to come over us. You know, Daniel, in the book of Daniel. Now, when Daniel knew, chapter 6, verse 10, that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So what do? We continue to serve the same living God that we've always served. We continue to be ambassadors of Christ on this earth, and we operate without fear, and we continue to operate in the statutes and commandments of the Most High, and we continue to represent the kingdom that we belong to, and it's not the kingdom of this world. We discuss these things so we can always stay ready. We discuss these things so that we can be in a position that when these things start to happen, we're prepared. But my family, it's only through the power of Jesus that we can truly, truly, truly be prepared. I don't know if some of you that are watching this broadcast today, you're going through anxieties, you're going through depressions, you're feeling overwhelmed by the conditions of this world. Inflation has taken a toll and you're just feeling like giving up. I totally get you. I totally understand you. I know how hard it is. But today, in the name of Jesus, would you mind taking a minute to pray with me? Just 1 minute. All right, are you ready? All right, let's do it. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your dear son, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for your mercy, and we want to thank you for your grace, and we want to thank you for all that you provide us every single day. Father, you know the brothers and sisters that are listening to this audio, and you know what they're going through in their homes, and you know what they're going through in their marriages, and you know what they're going through with their children, and you know what they're going through with their family. You know what they're going through with narcissists out there in the community. You know what they're going through with the pains and wounds that the enemy using other human beings have caused them. May in the name of Jesus we understand Ephesians 6:12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. All of these people that are trying to hurt you and wound you and attack you. All of these entities out there that are masquerading as angels of the light, seducing and deceiving humanity. May the Lord rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And may the Lord allow us to continue to walk in His ways. In His ways. Right there where you're at, just call upon Him. He loves you. You know that, right? He loves you. He cares for you. Right there where you're at. Turn to him with all of your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I am extremely grateful that you took time yet another week to pass on by. As you know, we're now uploading a lot more content here throughout the week. I'll leave a video at the end of this video so that you can check out our second channel, so that if you need fellowship throughout the week, we have live fellowship on there. Listen, God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. And thank you for supporting this ministry. Thank you for sharing this content. Thank you for pressing the thumbs up. Thank you for considering supporting this ministry. I am so grateful for you, and God bless you always. Remember, the spirit of fear is an entity. When you feel intimidated by this world, remember the one that has already conquered this world. His name is Jesus. May God bless you and see you in a couple of days with a new upload. Subscribe if you haven't yet subscribed, and God bless you.